Chapter 18. Mitra didn't know what to expect as the Ebon Hawk dropped out of hyperspace and began the approach toward Nathema. T3M4 had told her that the planet was deserted, but the little droid had found no apparent cause of the mass extinction. While exploring the surface on his last visit, he'd run tests that confirmed the environment was free of toxins and radiation. Beyond that, everything else was speculation. As the ship drew closer to the dingy, browned world, she felt a growing sense of unease and discomfort. In some ways, it reminded her of Malachor V. The massive and instantaneous loss of life on that doomed world had created a wound in the Force. The activation of the mass shadow generator had obliterated two armies, shredding apart the bonds of the Force that linked all living things. Mitra had been close enough to feel the shockwave. To survive it, she had cut herself off from the Force, shielding her psyche against the horrors of what she had unleashed. Many years had passed before she regained her connection to the Force. But in the end, surviving the trauma of Malachor V had given her the strength to defeat Darth Treya and her followers. At first, she assumed some similar tragedy had occurred on Nathema. A superweapon capable of snuffing out an entire planet would leave a blanketing echo of death and darkness. As the Ebon Hawk descended through the atmosphere, however, she realized this sensation was markedly different. It took her a few seconds to put her finger on it, her mind analyzing the problem even as her hands automatically made the necessary adjustments to bring the ship in for a landing near the coordinates T3 had given her. The events on Malachor had left a mark on the Force, a wound that would not heal. Here, however, the Force was simply gone. It was as if someone had ripped it away, leaving only an empty void behind. Her discomfort grew as the ship drew closer to the surface. This world was unnatural, and her body's instinctive reaction was one of illness and revulsion. She glanced over at T3, hovering anxiously near her in the cockpit, but the droid seemed unaffected. His lack of reaction merely reinforced the nature of her own suffering. As a droid, T3 could not sense the Force, and he wouldn't notice if it was suddenly missing. Through the cockpit window, Mitra saw a path of destruction winding its way through the city below, the remnants of Revan's crash landing. A massive chunk of permacrete had been smashed loose from a skyscraper passing by on the ship's starboard side. The pavement of the street and sidewalk below had been torn up when the vessel had skipped and skidded down the thoroughfare. The mangled remnants of hover cars and speeders traced an irregular line down the street, the smaller vehicles crushed by the passage of the far more massive starship.